Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, namaste, and welcome to an edition of the Live, Love, Engage podcast. And hopefully, I may just say that one more time. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand. I'm actually recording this on Facebook today and still getting used to Facebook's new producer video setup. It's a little different than it used to be. But anyway, I'm here today because I want to talk to you about limiting beliefs and really limiting beliefs that stem from that we sometimes we're not even aware of, but sometimes we are, but they're really beliefs that we've inherited and most likely inherited from those we love, those lovely people who raised us, and which was, could be your mother and father, could be two mothers, could be two fathers. I'm, you know, no judgment, but they grew up in a certain way and they developed beliefs, especially around money. That's what I was actually working on starting last week through working with a coach and coming to some realizations that I was holding on to guilt about being successful as a business owner. And that's because my mother, who was an employee, union employee all her life, actually, did not come from an entrepreneurial family, although her brother actually did become an entrepreneur. He did run his own business. And she did not have a very good relationship with her brother. In fact, frankly, looking back on it now, I will tell you that my mom has been gone a long time, long since passed. So I can't corroborate any of this stuff officially, but I do know in remembering conversations she used to have about her brother that I believe she was ultimately jealous of him, because her mother really favored him and just was extremely proud of him, and I don't think she felt that pride from her mother. And she also felt that her brother cheated her out of money, maybe even cheated her out of her inheritance when my grandmother passed. So there were a lot of bad feelings, essentially. And as a result, I didn't even get to have a decent relationship with my uncle because of that bad blood. And I believe that part of what has been keeping me from really being as successful as I had intended to be when I started my business, 11 years ago already, is that I think I felt somehow that I might betray my mother if I were to become a successful business person. Like, crazy, right? I know. Well, what I did was Friday, I actually went to the beach and I wrote a letter to my mother. And just, you know, told her all of these feelings that I had and that I really felt that I let her relationship with her brother impact me and how I deal with business and how I am as a business person. And so I got it all out, had a good cry, because it's good to do that. And then I was like going, okay, well, now that I've done this, what do I do now? What do I do about this? So I walked the beach and said, first I said, how do I deal with this? And then I realized, that's not a good question. I decided how, I don't want to know how exactly. I just wanted to know what to do next. what to do next? That seemed to be a more empowering question to ask. And the answer I got was to go back and write down all of the awesome things that I have done in my life. Just track, write, make a list of all of the accomplishments I have done in spite of these limiting beliefs. And then once I was done with that, to just, you know, let it all go. So I did. I came back, sat down in my chair on the beach, and I wrote a list of everything that I have done all over the years that my mother really wasn't involved in. They were things that I did on my own, like I won a school spelling bee, actually twice I won school spelling bees, and just, you know, lots of things, starting my own business, and actually helping a lot of clients, and running workshops, and running marathons, I mean, lots of different things that my mother wasn't involved in, and that really, it was me. I did, with the help of God. And I felt so much better after that. And so what I did then is I took my pieces of paper and I got them wet in the ocean, had the waves fall over them, and then I ripped them up and threw them away. And that helped a great deal. And I still have issues, as I discovered, because this past weekend I also attended another course that was around money. So again, it's money beliefs have been my sticking point over the years. And it was a program that involves energy alignment. It's the energy alignment method. And through this process, which I highly recommend, I can't remember the woman's last name, otherwise I'd tell you, but just Google energy alignment method and Yvette, you'll find it. But what also came up for me was, again, part of this was really stepping into my mother and really sort of embodying, trying to put myself in her shoes, spiritually speaking, and trying to really get to the heart of what were her beliefs about money. Now, of course, she grew up during the Depression, and she grew up in West Virginia. Her dad was a coal miner, so they didn't have a whole lot of money. But also, I think because of that and because of the strained relationship she had with her brother and then also her mother, she developed some really negative beliefs around money. Because one of the things is that my mom, for some reason, always felt that she'd never had enough money. And she would always go to my grandmother for help. And my grandmother would provide the money. And which I'm sure made my grandmother probably feel good that she could kind of control, but also made my mother, I believe, feel really bad about herself that she couldn't support her family, that she had to keep going to her mother for money. And so ultimately what I came out of all of this work was that my mom really believed that money doesn't buy you happiness. In fact, money comes with strings attached. So again, I'm like, yeah, is it any wonder that I have been not as successful as I wanted to be in my business? So I was able to really release that. I mean, just frankly, just acknowledging that was a weight off my shoulders, just really getting to the heart of it. And now I've been able to, well, partly through this energy alignment method, was to just start saying that I am entitled. I can be rich and I can have a wonderful life filled with all of the abundance that is available to us. So my ultimate message in this episode, this live video today, and you're listening to the audio on iTunes and other platforms, is to really take a look at the results in your life, and if they're not what you intended, see if you can start exploring why and take a look at really take a look at how you grew up, because it is likely the fact that if you can start thinking and trying to remember what were the conversations that your parents had around money, and what did they, how did they even act around money? How did they demonstrate it? How did they demonstrate it to you? How did they demonstrate to other people? How did, what did they say? Try to really remember those things. And then take a look at that and see if perhaps you haven't yourself taken on some of those beliefs yourself. And here's the great thing about it. I've been working on writing my book this week. And the wonderful thing about our brains is that they have something called neuroplasticity, which means they're elastic, and you can retrain your brain, in other words. So even though you've had these old beliefs, which are just old thoughts that have been sticking around to become beliefs, you can actually change those by just starting to think new thoughts. And you may have to do things like journaling a lot, or saying affirmations, maybe put up little stickies everywhere with more empowering statements that are the opposite of what those limiting beliefs were. And just retrain your brain. You can, by just repeating those and saying them, and even more importantly, start living it. Really just start living that way, then you'll be able to continue to live that way. You know the saying, fake it till you make it. Well, there's some validity in that, because you can. It's just a matter of teaching your brain. There have been, I was reading a book. It's, I think, How to Make Great Brains Great, or How to Make a Good Brain Great. That's what it's called, I believe. And they talk about a study where they experimented, and they had two groups of people. One group, they would practice the piano, playing the piano and learning music. And then the other group just imagined that they were practicing the piano and just going over it and over it in their minds, playing the song. Well, the group that only envisioned it in their minds were able to play, when they sat down in front of the piano, they actually could play the song, even though they had never, I think they haven't even played an instrument before, but they were able to play it just because of seeing it in the mind. So the mind is a powerful tool, and we don't always use it effectively. In fact, we really don't. We're running an automatic pilot most of the time, and a lot of the times we are running on these old beliefs that aren't even ours. So I encourage you today to change your thoughts and change your life, which I think I did another podcast episode about that, actually, I think last week, so you might want to go back and listen to that one too. Yes, it's been a recurring theme actually for me this month, and I'm making major progress, and you can too. So I think that's going to do it for me today. Until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes, cover your coughs and sneezes, monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor, stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care, clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.